In 2007, Alaska Growth Capital loaned Wrangell Seafoods Incorporated $5.6 million for renovation upgrades to their seafood processing plant. According to Roberts, the renovations still aren't complete, and Wrangell Seafoods has been in default with AGC for several months, if not a year. But, he says, Wrangell Seafoods has a plan. The company has submitted a financing proposal to the creditor and is just waiting to hear back from AGC to accept a proposal and hopefully stop the foreclosure process. Roberts explains that the new plan would refinance Wrangell Seafoods as well as complete the construction project.
It just realigns all of our debt, all of our credit issues into one loan, and it will remove Alaska Growth from that, and they'll be paid off in a roundabout way, according to the terms of the arrangement, with a new bank that has basically said, we will finance your company.
Robert says he cannot identify what bank he's referring to at this stage of the negotiations. Despite the notice of default and foreclosure, Roberts says Wrangell Seafoods continues to have a good relationship with AGC and is in daily communication with the creditor. In fact, Roberts says Wrangell Seafoods was well forewarned about the notice.
It was very important that they made clear that they would eventually have to move to foreclose because the fact that, you know, they have to collect money. They have to follow the rules that they have as a bank.
Robert says Wrangell Seafoods has been in negotiations with AGC for a few months, and at one point had even tried to settle the $5.6 million balance with cash.
When I met with Alaska Growth, they said, worst case scenario, we can negotiate a payment. And he said, yeah, that's fine. But we weren't there to negotiate a payment. We were there with $3 million in cash to pay them off. They didn't take my offer, obviously, but would have, you know, and I respect that, so it's ongoing.
Even though Roberts thinks Wrangell Seafoods is only in default with AGC for a couple $100,000, he says making that payment wouldn't accomplish anything.
A payment is just buying time. I want to refinance a thing, and we made him a cash offer, and we're going to continue to go at it. We are not going to lose our assets because we're dug in on a couple $100,000. You know, we'll get it done.
According to Roberts, Wrangell Seafoods has been using what funds they do have for other things.
Our operational funding's in place, and we're continuing to meet our obligations to our fishermen and tendermen on time and our employees on time, and that's the way it's going to be.
Roberts wants to assure the public that the notice of default foreclosure will not affect Wrangell Seafoods' current operation. Wrangell Seafoods will continue to buy salmon and crab throughout the summer, as well as cucumbers and prawns in the fall. He doesn't plan on the season being done until the end of November.
Wrangell Seafoods is continuing to grow, and along the way we have some growing pains, you know, and challenges, but we'll meet them.
To satisfy the renovation requirements, Wrangell Seafoods plans on starting construction again in the fall. Robert says the seafood processing facility still needs the siding and roofing to be finished. There's also roughly $1 million worth of work left to complete a new fish offloading and holding system. A representative with Alaska Growth Capital, familiar with Wrangell Seafoods, could not be reached for comment. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.